Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Hour number three. Listen up, folks. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 to day. We got Tim Brando, Fox Sports broadcaster, coming up, and it'll be fun to speak with him about college football. That's at the bottom of the hour. I want to shout out our man Brandon Trufa, the Truth.
The Truth
came in, lives nearby, but came in just to say hello. We had never met in person, and of course, he produces the show when Rob G's off, and so it was great to see him.
Yeah, you know what? He didn't admit it, but he thought that because you brought us lunch, that there was extra food here. That's the only reason why I came over. Don't let him soft soap you that he came to see you for
he
no reason.
He had me fooled. He right. definitely
He's
had
like,
a brother
yo,
fooled.
Chris. He, was,
he had a brother feeling good.
Because he was looking around in the kitchen trying to see. He said, was there any leftovers from lunch?
Yeah, he came in afterwards. He's like, man, Chris is such a nice guy. I'm like, don't let him fool you. That's just that King Movement public speaker.
Exactly.
Everybody's his best friend when he first meets him.
Hey, exactly. Look, I'm going to say, I'm going to be honest. It is great to be in the studio, oh, y'all.
Look at this.
Y'all got new digs up here. I can see B. Finn. I can see Rob G. Alex. Of course, Elijah's right here. Like he's
in
on
the studio with us, right?
And the new studio is so
nice.
No,
it's real nice and roomy, and it is definitely the other one was a pit, kind of, right? No.
If I wasn't living 3,000 miles away, I'd be in regularly.
Chris, just get a condo out here. Stop playing.
Yeah, and fly back and forth.
This is
every
nice,
so often.
Though. I have to come out every blue moon.
Yeah,
just
all right.
Do
blue,
a week.
Dog blue week blue moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something okay. like that. All right. Rob, look, the odds now at Brock Purdy after what he did against the Philadelphia Eagles, and it was pretty impressive. He had 4 touchdowns, clean game, no interceptions, threw for 314 yards. And had a passer rating of 148, I believe it was. 148.3. He has now surged to the forefront of the MVP race.
I thought it was Dak last week. That changed quickly.
Was it Dak? Was Dak, Roger? He was number two, I think.
Well, but
right?
people
yeah,
were
Jalen
saying.
Jalen Hurts was number
Jalen
one.
Jalen Hurts was
Jalen
number
Hurts,
one.
Man.
Dak had surged
two.
To number two.
Right. So. Dak's still number two tied with Jalen Hurts. Tua number four. I think Lamar is five and Mahomes is six. And I'll say this, Rob, about Purdy. Look, if this wants to be a year where Like, Tyreek Hill was phenomenal yesterday and is on pace, and he was before yesterday, but he's on pace to become the first 2,000-yard receiver in NFL history. And particularly if he does it in 16 games. If he has a few more games like yesterday. Now, he's had some where he wasn't fantastic, but so have all the quarterbacks. But if he were to keep playing this well and break that record as far as 2,000 yards and get the 17 touchdowns or so that he's on pace for, I wouldn't be mad if they gave him the MVP. But right now, and I'm glad we've got weeks to play. Dallas has some big games. Philadelphia has some big games. San Francisco, obviously. Everybody's still got games to play. So these quarterbacks have time to divvy it out and figure out who's going to be the MVP. But if it's a quarterback, like it obviously has become essentially a quarterback award. And if that's the case, Rob, I have trouble finding a quarterback right now. Now, this might be different in 2 weeks, but right now, who's more worthy than Brock Purdy? I just do. Where are you at?
I hear you, but it's so fluid because, Chris.
It's fluid for sure.
It is. Because if he has a bad game, they go like, oh, you remember that 3-game losing streak? And then he just had a bad game or something. And I know the later you get, the more it can hurt you. Would you agree with that? Like if he has a bad game? Because if Dak has
Dak wins
next week and he has a bad game.
Well, it depends on what the other quarterback.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like that, but it's not like he's running away with it.
Well,
is my point.
No, he's not. No. He's definitely not running away with it. Nobody is. And to your point, I do think he has lesser room for error
because of his history. Right.
I don't even know about the 3 games. Okay. I mean, just because I can point out games. I mean, Dak was terrible when San Francisco played them. And here's one of the things. Purdy has the numbers. All right? He's first in completion percentage, first in passer rating by 8 points, first in yards per attempt by a yard. The only quarterback in the league averaging 9 yards per attempt. All right, and he's top 10 in yards per game. I mean, his stats are right up there. His stats are, I think, the best in the league. Dak does have 26 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. Purdy's got 23 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. But Purdy's got him beaten every other category, essentially. I think yards per game, Dak might have him. But it's close, and I think those two have the best numbers. If some people might want to throw two in there. But Tua, here's the argument. Let me give you a couple of arguments for Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
One, he has beaten a gauntlet of top teams.
That works in his favor big time.
He's beaten Philadelphia.
Because it is who you beat. I think
Seattle.
That figures in.
Jacksonville. And Dallas. And Pittsburgh. And they scored 30 or more points against all of those teams. One of the games he didn't score 30 or more, they scored 27 against Tampa, and he had a perfect passer rating. All right, so that's one. Whereas Tua and Dak have not beaten a team with a winning record. Neither one of them. Now, I'm not saying they can be a good team. Seattle's a pretty good team, but they don't technically have a winning record.
No, they don't. Those are the facts.
Right. Secondly, Rob, head-to-head. When Philadelphia and Jalen Hurts is a candidate, obviously, played against San Fran, Brock Purdy was better. When Dak Prescott played against San Fran, Brock Purdy was better. And so head-to-head, he's got the statistics, he's got the head-to-head matchups, he's got the better wins. And again, I'm glad it's not going out today, but I just don't know how you would give it to a Dak Prescott over a Brock Purdy right now.
No, I don't think you would. And you talked about it before. I think we're being the Mr. Irrelevant thing. You just talked about it. Kurt Warner won the MVP, Chris, and he wasn't even drafted.
He wasn't even Mr. Irrelevant.
Exactly. So it's not – if you put up now, I don't think – Kurt Warner that year, and I remember it, was lights out, Chris. You want to pull up his stats?
He led the league in several things.
It was not even a question that guy was the MVP at the league.
Right.
Like, it wasn't, and nobody said, oh, I'm not voting for that guy because he wasn't even drafted.
Right,
no, if you play on that level.
Well, that's what I'm in.
Right?
It like,
it should just be like, and so we've seen it. So if Brock Purdy continues to play, I just don't think that the Mr. Irrelevant thing is going to stop anybody from voting for him. It's only when you have some bad games, Chris, or we know, and, right. and that was the three-game losing streak, and he had a couple of moments where he looked pretty ordinary. I think that's where people could go back to and have a conversation about Mr. Irrelevant, you know, because of that, but not because of he's Mr. Irrelevant with great numbers.
Right, right.
It can't be that.
Kurt Warner's, excuse me, numbers.
Yeah, give me two.
His first year as a starter, they went 13-3, won the Super Bowl. 65% completion, 65.1. Purdy's at 70.
Okay.
Right now. And we know now they
it's a little different.
A higher percentage.
And also, Chris, they throw to the backs, shorter passes, check downs at the line of scrimmage. It wasn't like that.
Nobody was completing 70% of
the
passes.
No, because it wasn't like that. You weren't throwing the ball that short of a distance and then having to go guys for yak and all that.
So he was 65%. Threw for four. Let's do his yards per game.
Right.
272 per game was his first. Now, he improved on that the next 2 years. But the year he was, you know, essentially a first-time starter, he threw for 272 a game. Purdy right now is throwing for 265 a game.
Okay.
He's close. He'll throw for 4,300 yards or something.
What about the touchdowns and interceptions, Kurt Warner?
Well, let's go by, touchdowns, Purdy has 23 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Warner led the league with 41 touchdowns, 13 picks. And Warner had a ridiculous touchdown percentage of 8.2.
That's crazy.
And Purdy's is great at 6.9.
But not 8.2.
And he's leading the league, but that's not 8.2. But they both led the league. Interception percentages, Warner's is slightly higher, 2.6 versus Purdy's 2.5.
Okay.
Purdy is 1.8. And so, and then Purdy's yards per attempt, 9.6. And Warner's was 8.7. And Warner's passer rating, Rob, 109.2, which was a career high for him. Purdy's is 116.1.
Mm.
So the numbers, it's similar. And remember, because a lot of people, and I get it, but a lot of people are saying Purdy's not the best offensive player on his team.
No.
McCaffrey. I think Debo. I used to say a few years ago, Debo's the best football player in the league.
Right.
But with the injury, yesterday was kind of the first time I felt like we saw the old Debo
in a while. He's back.
Yeah, he was awesome. But if you want to say McCaffrey's their best player, well, remember Marshall Faulk, who was better than Warner at that point.
And a versatile player. He could run, he could catch.
Yep.
Like he was a hybrid, Chris.
Yep.
Right
yep.
back then. He was a talented player.
So I think that's a precedent that you could say, you know what? Kurt Warner did it. Why not Purdy? You know? And I'm open to it, you know, still. It's still open. I would agree Purdy is not running away with it. But like I said, with who he's beaten, the combination of wins, impressive wins, big-time games where he's been – incredible. Rob, against Jacksonville, who's 8-3, Dallas, which is 9-3, and Philadelphia, which is 10-2, he's got 11 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
Hard to argue with those numbers,
yeah,
right?
280 yards a game. So, you know, if it's a quarterback award, then it's hard to argue against him right now.
Right now. And right we've now. Still got, what, 5 weeks to go?
We got a while. So, yeah. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Do you have a problem with Brock Purdy being number one, the leader currently in the MVP race? And if not him, who? Your thoughts next. Fox Sports Radio, Chris and Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature. Nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Latest, because Rob G is in there grooving. Look at Rob G, got a little rhythm.
Rob, don't you know Rob G live with black people? I told you that before. Right, Rob G?
We are live.
That is a true story.
From yes. The TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protections in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
I've said this before, and I'm real quick. My buddy, he hates, I'm not going to mention his name, but I went to high school. But buddy of mine. And I was in his wedding party. He's an Italian guy. And not his mother, but his mother-in-law-to-be. When she found out that I was one of the groomsmen in the wedding, she said, "You're having a black man in your wedding party? I never heard of such a thing."
Wow. Is that true?
Was that from Mars or something?
Is that true?
Yes. She was like, "I never heard of such a thing." That's what she said.
Wow.
Sorry, Ben. I didn't mean to tell you that
hadn't.
Story.
No. She probably My hadn't, goodness, but
all right. It's all good.
Did someone ask you the same thing? You have a white guy working for MLB, bro?
I know, right?
Wow. Well, you do, right, Alex?
A few.
Do you?
Yeah.
So you'll let white guys work? Well, I guess that makes sense.
Of course.
But you won't cover white guys.
Well, I was supposed to be the affirmative hire, Rob.
I know. Alex was supposed to be the Jackie
and then
Robinson.
And Sean beat him to it.
That's right.
My uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind
the
board.
Sean's not white.
Sean is Filipino.
Is he? Filipino?
Yeah. But he's on MLB bro staff.
Remember that Asian dude years ago? He kind of got hot for a little while because he sounded and acted black. Remember what I'm talking about? It was like a teenager or 20-something guy.
And then when people saw him, they were like,
I mean, his whole thing, I think he was on the verge of getting a show or a movie, something, but he was his whole Asian appeal.
But it sounded black.
But he didn't seem like he was faking. He just, I guess, grew up around. That's how Sean reminds
me. Yeah. Sean, when I met him, I was stunned.
You were shocked that he didn't tell you he was Asian.
No.
He's not like half black, half Asian. He's Asian.
He's Filipino.
Filipino.
Wow.
All right.
877-99 on Fox is the number.
Should Brock Purdy be MVP leader right now? Your thoughts?
Let's do Dre. Dre in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
What's going on? The band is back together again.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Y'all sound like the Five Heartbeats when they was in the tunnel, man. Y'all sound good. Ain't none of that 1 second, 2 second delay. So y'all stepping on everything real crisp, man. Y'all sound good. Are we getting Tyshawn Tower Power today?
No, it's a Monday.
I know, but still, I'm talking about a fair one, no cheating. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no. What? Because that's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up, Dre, because now that I'm here.
You can see the setup.
Oh, gosh, it's ridiculous.
What?
I don't stand a chance over there.
Alex, seriously.
See you? Where are you?
I'm right here,
it's
Rob.
Ridiculous. Like, golly.
Alex.
It's kind of like they was doing a dating show. He was writing on the card and flipping it.
Oh, it's crazy. It's just, I got no chance.
All right, what you got for us, Dre?
Well, no, yeah, look, to me, it's not about where a person is drafted. If they got the best season, give them the award. But what I would like to see, if Tyreek do get that 2,000, I think you got to have co-MVPs like back when Favre and I believe Barry shared it. Because you got to recognize that. It can't just be a quarterback award. Just because the game is moved that way, we can't hold that award just to that standard. It's only quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying?
So no, I agree.
If Tyreek do what he got to do, then you got to make a co MVP. And
I don't think they go co. I mean, I don't know how many voters there are, but it could happen if they have an even number of voters.
Yeah, but that's unlikely.
But I think what would happen if Tyreek would be Trey. MVP, Rob, you know what he'd be, Offensive Player of the Year, which I don't know who puts a ton of stock into that.
Nah, I don't even know who's had that many offensive players.
Yeah,
of the year.
It's usually the running back who doesn't get it,
right?
Because the quarterback got the MVP.
Andre, I should say, in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Shenanigans we're dealing with here with Brock Purdy, number one for MVP. This is the clearest example that I can think of recency bias, having him usurp other candidates, i.e. Jalen Hurts, i.e. Lamar Jackson, who, in Lamar's case, that's what really aggravates me about this whole Brock Purdy situation, first and foremost, that Lamar, because he has less overall touchdowns, that doesn't mean his overall offensive input offensive output, in terms of yardage and completion percentage, isn't at that elite level. So Brock Purdy being in the MVP conversation, it's clickbait. That's what I look at it. It's not a serious argument because he has.
So you think he has not what?
He hasn't paid his dues. He hasn't.
Well, what paid his dues? That's got nothing to do with it. Andre, how did Kurt Warner pay his dues?
What dues
when
did Kurt
came
Warner
from the supermarket?
Exactly.
It'd be one thing. And by the way, my feeling about Brock Purdy, I feel like he's a rich man's Jeremy Lin. That's how I feel about it.
Well, he's got it going long. Jeremy Lin lasted about, what, 2 months?
Yeah,
this guy's going through the whole season.
He did make two Sports Illustrated covers back-to-back weeks, which is ridiculous, Chris, to this day.
Yeah, but again, he faded. Brock Purdy hasn't faded.
All right, thanks, Dre. Appreciate it. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Okay, so there's two ways to answer the question. Some people take it literally, who's literally the most valuable player.
Right.
If that's the question, it's pretty obviously Lamar Jackson this year. But if it's who's having the best season, I would give it a Tyreek Hill because if he breaks the record, even in 17 games, that's so impressive. Like, I've got to vote for him.
Look,
Chris, what do you think?
I don't think so. I think I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Thanks, Gary.
He's not even in the top six odds, I don't think, or top five. So
I don't know. But if he gets closer, you know what I mean? The writers are different.
What he did yesterday, if he has some more dynamic games like that.
You remember 2012, AP won it, right?
Yeah. It's possible.
All right, let's squeeze one more in. Adam in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Adam?
Hey, thanks for squeezing me in, man.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what that caller before the last caller was talking about. He's the problem. Come on, he didn't pay his dues. It's about this year and what are you saying?
Yeah.
Even though I do agree that Tyreek is the best football player. I say, no, yeah, we know it's up. It's a quarterback award now. Now, Chris, everybody using your amazing stats that you had on first things first with the percentage after yak for the last five. Now everybody across the internet is using it. Good job, man. But it's like, guys, wake up, man. Like, the dude is balling, bro. And I can't wait for tomorrow for Trash Talk. Bob, you let me in because I got a lot of faith to a lot of Philadelphia fans that was had their chest pumped last week. Y'all remember.
Trash Talking Tuesday. Don't forget to join in.
I'm coming hard. All right. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Tim Brando's up next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Keep it locked for that. But first, B. Finn, Ryan Finley with the update.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Who would say such a thing? Yes, Tom Looney, you are always
on. Hello. Yes.
Yes. Yes, Tom. So we're watching this Monday Night Football game happening, and both of the quarterbacks having a hard time throwing incompletions, really. Standout work for both. Trevor Lawrence is 10 of 12 through the air, 117 yards, including this strike that he delivered to Evan Ingram.
Trevor drives it to blitz. They throw it out to the left side. It's caught by Evan Ingram inside the 20. Along the far sideline, 10 to the 5. Dives for the end zone. Touchdown! Evan Ingram into the end zone for the first time this year. A 22-yarder. And Jacksonville has taken the lead.
Jacksonville Radio Network, the Jaguars Radio Network, that lead did not last very long because Joe Mixon has gotten into the end zone twice here, and it is 14-14 under a minute to go in the second quarter as Jacksonville has the football back again. Trevor Lawrence fumbled it, then threw it up for grabs and an incompletion there. So there's 35 seconds left in the first half, and it's 14-14 between the Jaguars and Bengals. Meanwhile, we do have the in-season tournament in the NBA, and it's quarterfinals, as all of you have been following, of course. The Pacers 94, the Celtics 91. It's about halfway through the fourth quarter there, and leading the charge for the Boston Celtics would be Jason Tatum. He's got 23 points on 10 of 21 shooting from the floor. The Heisman finalists have been announced, four of them, with the ceremony coming on Saturday of this upcoming weekend to announce who will win it. But the final would be LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, Oregon signal caller Bo Nix, Washington QB Michael Penix Jr., and Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. And lastly, guys, Jets head coach Robert Saleh has essentially no belief in this report from The Athletic that says that Zach Wilson is essentially hesitating and wanting to come back to be the team's starter for Week 14. That came out by The Athletic. That report, and Robert Saleh says there's not a whole lot of truth in such things. With that, let's get it back to two guys who all they do is spew truth. That's what they do. The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
My man, thank you, B. Finn. Have a good evening.
When's the next day that you're in?
I'll be in on Wednesday. Wednesday.
And then after that? Because I'm not, I think Thursday or Friday.
Rob's going to take you to the Blue Dog.
No.
Okay.
I got your Christmas gift. I just don't have it today.
How much do I have to pay for my own Christmas gift?
$45. No, not at all.
I want some Odd Couple apparel. That's what I want for Christmas.
I got you. What size are you, large or extra large?
For what part?
We're talking about a pullover.
Yes, large.
Okay. With that answer, I knew it had to be apparel.
Giggle.
Are you all right? What is that?
Giggle. That's Rob. Wow.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
Giggle. That's with the glizzy in his mouth.
No, that's not. That was me. Like, I was impersonating a turkey. That's what that was.
What?
That's a turkey.
Yeah, you know what a turkey sounds like.
Giggle.
What were you saying?
I was doing my turkey impersonation.
I know, but
no,
you
see
sound
me,
because like
I have this turkey thing I always play. Is this one?
See, that's what he plays.
So Rob tried to do his. Wasn't that good?
All right. Look, 877-99 on Fox. We're waiting for Tim Brando. So if you,
I hope we get him.
In,
I'd love to talk to Tim Brando.
Yeah, if you want to call in and talk about the MVP race, feel free. 877-996-6369. Rob. In the meantime, let's talk about this Zach Wilson situation. Now, Rob G., what is the deal There are reports that he did not want the starting job back
Salah, according to Diana Russini from The Athletic, who's as plugged in as anyone out there, she reported earlier today that Zach Wilson made clear to multiple members of the organization, including players, staff, and coaches, of his apprehension to start if he gets offered the starting gig again due to perceived injury risk. And he also had a conversation with Aaron Rodgers, which came as a result of those sentiments. And Aaron Rodgers encouraged him that if he gets offered the gig, he should go back and play.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is doing right by Zach Wilson. He's telling him the right thing. I'm sorry, Zach Wilson. If this is true, this does not look good, bro. You haven't done even close to enough to turn down a chance to start? Are you kidding me? If I'm on another team, if I'm, you know, a quarterback's coach, a head coach, whatever, front office for another team, I'm looking at you like you aren't made of the right stuff. Forget the ability and the production on the field. If you are actually saying, I don't want to go out there and play because I'm afraid I might get hurt, or because I don't want to be blamed for our losing anymore, that tells me you're not tough enough inside to really prosper in this league.
See, I hear what you're saying, but my wrath comes to the Jets and where they are, Chris, and just the mismanagement and the mishandling of
They've
him.
They've been a mess.
I've been down on Zach for a long time, right?
Right.
I told you, like, he shouldn't have played. They shouldn't have brought him back. So I'm not here defending him and his inability, Chris, because he can't play.
Right.
Okay? But I understand what the Jets to go put in that Boyle who can't play.
Right.
And then go running back to him to be like, hey, well, second thought, come on in and play. Now, which one is it?
So would you, if you're in his shoes.
If I'm him, I'm pissed.
I'm not mad at him being angry.
That I'm mad that I was taken out for this other guy
who
you know can't play, who had one touchdown and 13 picks in college. That's the guy?
I know.
You drafted me in the first round, Chris, and you're telling me now that this kid.
They should maybe lose the franchise for
really?
That's terrible.
Like, that's the part that would bother me if I'm him. It's the mismanagement part.
With
of course you
want to
play. Of course
right.
you should play. Of course
okay.
you should play.
Good. You see what I'm saying?
You get my point, though, that he has a right to be mad at them.
Absolutely. I get you being ticked off. I get you thinking the franchise doesn't know what it's doing. I get you being upset, Rob, that I was blamed for everything. And, I mean, he didn't play well, so that's how it works. But still, I get the fact that he didn't enjoy week after week, Monday after Monday, everybody ripping him to shreds
because
they couldn't score points.
Yeah,
I get all that. But at the end of the day, son, if you want to make it as a football player, this is what it is.
No, and
am I wrong?
No. You want to play because who knows? Maybe something clicks and somebody sees something in you, okay? Like maybe, Chris. But I do get the Jets and the mismanagement is what it is.
I agree with you on
that. It's like, what are you doing? Like, did you really think, what's his name, Tim Boyle? Did you really think that Tim Boyle was supposed to do something? That's the part that just drives you crazy. And then they're going to go back and then they don't have the offensive line is bad. It's just, it's mismanagement. That's all.
Yeah, and I would say this too, Rob, because the report, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, says he expressed to management concerns, right? It is not saying he turned down the opportunity
to start. Now, Salah's saying it didn't happen.
Right.
Right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so and this goes along with the Jets' foolishness. If I'm Zach Wilson, and the front office, coaching staff, whatever, comes to me and is like, Zach, we think we want to go back to you as a starter. I got to be honest. I don't have a problem with Zach Wilson being like, look, I want to play, but I don't like getting blamed. I mean, every Monday, I was just getting blamed for everything.
We got a poor offensive line.
Right,
we couldn't
line
run
wasn't
the football.
Whatever it was. I just don't. And just not saying I don't want to start, but just saying expressing your true feelings. And here's where I have a problem. And look, this is what you and I did for a living, right? Trying to get this information out of people.
Right.
But if I'm Zach Wilson and I told that to my coaching staff or my front office in confidence.
And they leave.
I got to be honest. Yeah. And I got to look on Twitter and see that. I'm a little bit perturbed.
No, I get it.
I told you this in confidence.
But you nowadays,
now y'all got me out here looking like I'm afraid to play.
But nowadays, Chris, you almost can't count on anybody. Everything is out there. We talked about it with the Kyler Murray, the clause about watching the film. Like that's why that can't go in there. Somebody was going to leak
right?
Like everything is leaked, Chris. Everything.
No, it is. It is. And again, this is what you and I did, but I see the other side too.
No,
wouldn't you be ticked off?
You would be. And it's a tough pill to swallow knowing that, you know, you said it in confidence. I just wanted to express my concerns.
Right.
And now you guys are going to make me look like I'm the worst thing ever.
Right. Like I'm afraid to play. And so, you know, look, I just think, like you said, Rob, I get his anger. And I even get, like, not wanting to be scapegoated as the only reason they're not winning and so on and so forth. But, Zach, you have no choice. If they want to play you, you got to go play, man. If you want NFL chance, career a chance to survive, then I think you have to go play.
Where does he wind up?
I think somebody will – well, you know, we've had Randy Mueller on, and he said – that somebody will give him a chance as a backup or because he's athletic and what is talent. And so I think somewhere, Rob, he'll get a chance as a backup. And if eventually he gets another chance to start, so be it. But I think he'll still be in the league for at least a few more years. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, we got the last segment of the Odd Couple coming up. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It's the I Couple, Chris and Rob. And we're live from the TireRack.com studios. This is the Progressive is bringing us to you, making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Is it me? Alex, I want to hear Curtis Blow's Christmas rappings one of these days. Rob, is it me or did Christmas rappings from Curtis Blow and the Run DMC one, I forgot what it's called, but we heard it a little earlier. They just sound better
than the stuff
more Christmassy than the Yin Yang Twins and DMX.
Yeah, no, it is the are we doing it?
Yes, yes. We're going to do a special edition.
We don't have time.
Of Tyshirt's time. Why are you afraid?
What are we doing
you
here?
You afraid now? Look at you.
I'm very uncomfortable now, in this setting right now. I'm very uncomfortable. Because
now it's an even playing field and you don't want none.
What? Chris, I don't want you here looking at what goes on when you're not here.
What goes on? Like writing the answers on the
paper? I never do that.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
And let's go. Now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
It is Tyshirt's Tower. The segment proves you got to like sports to work in sports
no texting,
media.
Rob.
And we are up against the clock, so we're going to get right into it.
I can't believe
you already
we're doing
know the
this.
Rules.
What is this?
All of our Monday listeners are off to a treat because usually we save it for Thursday.
I was at the same show meeting, and I don't remember this coming
it
up.
It never came up, and that's my fault. I should have brought it up.
What
because
kind
we,
of producer
we,
are
we promised
you?
Last
Rob
week we would
Rob
do it.
Rob G had it.
And
already,
I flipped a coin during the commercial break, and Rob Parker, despite
what?
His protest, gets question number one.
Oh, man.
This is the Boston Celtics theme edition because they're going to lose to the Pacers here in the play-in tournament.
I thought this was
in season
the
tournament. Whatever.
Chris buying us food for Christmas gifts edition.
All right, so
just saying. Well,
hey,
because we're up against it, Rob, you only have 10 seconds to think of your.
Thank
three.
You.
What?
Back and forth.
What
all right?
are you changing
Thank
the
you,
rules
too?
We only got 5 minutes here.
All right, let's
segment.
Go. All Stop right. talking.
Number one, inarguably the greatest. Celtics player of the modern era, none other than Larry Blank.
10, 9, 8, 7,
all right.
6, 5, 4,
Alex,
three,
you ready?
Two,
Rob, thank you. I'm ready.
Big.
Rob, you can't be doing all those signs.
What?
I
Rob,
didn't do
let me see
signs.
One more time.
I did do a sign.
Big.
What is all that?
I'm just talking to him. I'm Italian.
Alex, now remember your favorite seed, Sesame. I'm going to go Bird.
Yeah. No, that's so unfair.
What? I didn't do anything.
My goodness.
Did all I right, do this? Right, did I do right. this?
Two can play that game. Two can play that
Level
game.
Level two over to Chris Broussard. Back in the day, head coach Red Auerbach was famous for pulling out his victory blank while the game was still going on.
All right, Alex, you ready? Look
Rob,
at me.
Rob, you're going again?
Look
oh.
at me, Alex.
I'm ready, Chris.
Smoke?
No, but what is he doing?
Smoke? Smoke?
All right, Chris.
Chris,
what?
Is that a cigar?
Yeah.
Now that's See? Ridiculous. Rob G. Rob
this
G.
Is, what an advantage you have.
Flouting the rules.
I don't even know how you can feel good about these victories with this advantage.
This is unbelievable.
Level
unbelievable.
Number three,
All
Celtic
right, watch
edition.
See, I'm
going to
jump on this
tower.
Table.
Rob, the current Celtics are led by Jason Tatum and Jason Brown, but most just refer to that dynamic duo as the blank.
Hold on, wait a minute. Say it again. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. Alex, you ready?
Ben Maller's next.
All right. Ready, Alex?
I'm ready, Rob.
Jonas Knox in the bullpen.
Blue?
Rob, knowing you, there's a lot of ways I can go with that.
Okay.
Do I keep it safe
yeah,
for
Yeah, don't say what
Which
you're
way
thinking.
Are we going?
So many hand gestures, and he's still not going to get
unbelievable.
It.
Unbelievable.
Blue.
This is cheating. I'm
what?
Sorry.
Blue. Batters?
That is incorrect.
Here we go, Alex.
That's a steal.
Here we go, Alex. What is this?
Letter?
No. Letter? What is that? Okay, don't look at it.
The letter?
Whatever. Alex, no way.
The letter?
Chris, can you go the other way for me?
No, I can't see through the glass.
He sees you backwards. It's like a mirror.
Here we go.
No, come on, it's 10 seconds, it's 20 seconds.
He gave his clue, it's just Alex takes a second to think about it.
No, but let's go.
Fire and ice?
All right. Oh,
that is incredible.
Fire and ice?
All right, here we go, Alex. You love music, right? Here we go.
I do.
All right. Oh.
Oh, is it the drop I always play, Jay?
Yeah. Oh.
Chris, I
was
like
about
your clue.
To say Jam Master. Okay. You couldn't see that was a J?
No, it was a little blurry.
It's done, right? Alex, how much? 10 seconds?
One more. Here we go.
Level number four, back to Chris. He can get the lead on this one, though. When the Celtics last won a chip in 2008, they were coached by Glenn Doc Blank.
Alex, you ready?
I'm ready, Chris.
Who is that? That's 10 seconds. Where's the beeper?
Okay.
No, now you're starting it.
Okay,
come
here
on.
We go. Stream? Stream? Oh, no, I missed it.
Yes.
I know what my clue should have been. I'm just going to say it because it's such a good one. Even though I'll disqualify.
Say it. What is it?
Moon.
No, he's disqualified. That's two clues.
Rivers.
No.
I didn't want Rob to get it. And how about them Bengals up 20-14?
Terrible.
21-14. Terrible. I might win this one.
All right, Rob. Yeah, less than a minute. If you get this one, it's over. The winningest player in Celtics history is the late, great, the legend, Bill Blank.
Okay. Alex, you ready?
Just play the four corners offense, Rob.
I'm ready, Rob.
You got the 8-point
right,
lead.
Here we go. He's only got 10 seconds.
Here we go. Ready? Alex?
Give it to me, Rob.
Crow?
Russell.
Yeah! Play well, my music.
You should win with all this cheating. I'm my
Come on, Chris, rock with me.
My charades game is down because I'm not used to this.
Nah, you got some real competition tonight, and it didn't work out for you. All right.
Unbelievable.
Great you were in the studio. Now get out of here.
I enjoyed it.
We love y'all. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.